Welcome, everybody, to the post-game show. Guys, good show. Good week of shows. I am in on baseball. I'm in on the World Series. I watched The Bachelor. That got the big screen treatment. But I was locked into Game 1 of the World Series. There's encouraging data out there that says baseball's back on an uptick. This mutated season that made all sorts of crazy rules and seven-inning doubleheaders, it seems to have worked out for America's pastime. And now, finally, some positive traction for Major League Baseball.
What do you think the reason for that is? The uptick? Is it the shorter season? Like, what do you, because now we're in the postseason and the games have been good, the series have been good, and there have been major markets. Dodgers, LA, New York with the Yankees. You didn't have Boston this year, but you have had, and Houston, of course, which is I think the third or fourth biggest TV market in the country. So you had big markets in the postseason, which always helps.
You had more markets playing more meaningful regular season games because a regular season was shortened. So you expanded the playoffs and you shortened the season. So every game felt important. So if you look at the regional sports networks, ratings were up because all these games were more meaningful. You didn't have August games that were totally meaningless and teams that were away, were way back in the loss column by multiple games from even being remotely relevant in the wild card chase. So all that combined, you had more interest overall across the nation, and it seems to have kept that momentum during the postseason.
I want to ask Billy and Chris this because they love baseball. A 60-game season still produced the two best teams in Major League Baseball. At least baseball has to consider maybe not 60, but not 162. Don't you guys agree with that?
I would be fine with it. I mean, it's just never going to happen, though. We can rant about this all we want. They're never going to, like, baseball are with their numbers. They love those numbers too much. They're not just going to cut the season in half.
I know,
young
but,
people.
But I think fans enjoyed the shortened. The games felt more important, right? Every game felt more important. And I think younger people kind of enjoyed the importance of the game and the shorter season combined with some games that were seven innings. All those are positives for Major League Baseball.
I don't think they're going to shorten it to 60 games a season.
No, but somewhere in between, Bill, like maybe 100. No?
But where do you start then? Do you do it in the spring and then you finish in like August? Or are you doing where you start in the summer and you still finish in October?
Yeah.
Because you're cutting 2 months out of the season, two and a half months.
Well, if you ended in August, you don't have the Fall Classic
The boys of summer and you have the Fall Classic. So I think you just start the season.
Spring training.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, wow.
Well, summer solstice training? Does that roll off the tongue?
Well, which one would you rather lose? Would you rather lose spring training, summer solstice training? Would you rather lose spring training, or would you rather lose the ability to say the Fall Classic?
I mean,
you have a Mr. October. You can't give up on the Fall Classic. Right. I'm sorry. Spring training going to have to bite the dust because they're the boys of summer.
So we just are going to adopt summer camp every year.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Summer camp. I dig it.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
It's honestly, it works out better because then kids can go with their families because school is off and check out summer camp. I think this is the way to go for Major League Baseball.
How is, you may not have this answer, but how, because basketball ratings were down and baseball ratings are up, but I'm sure baseball ratings still aren't what basketball ratings are. But why is that? Like, why did baseball increase viewership when basketball lost viewership?
I think basketball had games being played. First off, no fans. It didn't exactly feel like the NBA playoffs for a lot of people, plus election year, plus a lot of politics, plus a pandemic. And then you also had a bunch of games being played at times where we don't normally play basketball games. You had like 1 p.m. basketball playoff games and people are still, you know, still doing stuff. People are still working.
It would appear that normal NBA finals numbers perhaps might be inflated by just the lack of competition there is out there. But I don't really have a good answer. The best theory that I can find out there is basketball fans are more apt to be streaming the game on an app as opposed to baseball fans, which is an older demographic and might be watching in more traditional ways. But there are good stories to tell here because the gulf is a lot smaller between Sunday Night Football and Major League Baseball. It's at least relatively smaller compared to what it's been in previous years, and lots of good stories to tell when you hold it up against what the NBA's gulf was for the NBA Finals. Granted, Game 6 was an absolute blowout, but it was still a title-clinching game.
But they include streaming numbers now, don't they? I mean, I assume that that's part of how they're determining how many people are viewing games.
It is very difficult to get representative data in that. And Nielsen, I still think industry standard takes into account traditional viewing. But there are some weighted TV ratings out there where you can get some streaming data as a part of it. But it does, I don't mean to take away from Major League Baseball by explaining away what some of basketball's ails were during the NBA Finals, because there are legitimate ratings concerns there. Obviously, the biggest, the easiest explanation is going up against sports that it never used to go up against. But I think the story here is that people are starting to get interested back in baseball, and I think the casual sports fan might have really bought into what they tried to do this year. And I think credit needs to go to Major League Baseball for, even though some traditionalists were probably made a little upset by what this season ended up being, I think they got, their gamble was worth it because it got casuals invested.